Thank you. Appreciate you guys waiting, and I apologize.
Congratulations, Coach McDonald.
Thank you.
I'd like to ask you, you took an unconventional path to be a Super Bowl winning head coach. Why is it important to be a group of people from all different backgrounds to hire the best candidates?
We're in the business of winning football games, and to win football games, you got to be a great team. And great teams have people from all over the place that come together. That's why football is so special. I mean, you look at that locker room and what people have gone through to get to this point in their career on this particular team. It's a beautiful thing, man. It's really, really powerful, really awesome. Incredible. Incredible. Spoon had a phenomenal game, affected the quarterback. Made the play on the ball. You know, we haven't blitzed him that much this year. He hasn't made that many plays on the quarterback. Not for a lack of wanting to on his end, but called his number today. He made it happen. So he's a tremendous player. Yeah, we would not be having this press conference right now if Leslie wasn't a Seahawk. He was the first person I called when we got the job. And hopefully I made it very clear to him that we needed him. And he's just a great complement to my skill set, to my personality. He's such a great connector with the players, such a great communicator. He calls our bluff when we're full of crap on defense, when we do stupid stuff and game planning, which happens probably too much more than we want. But he's been tremendous. We love Clint. He's done a great job. I haven't thought about it yet, so think about that later. Oh, man. I think one of the great things about our team is that we grow together, and that's something that, like, that's part of my life. It's been a journey, you know. It hasn't always been, my faith hasn't always been strong. You know, you have doubts, it's kind of a roller coaster ride. And over the last few years, it's been really strengthened, you know. And you see what our players do and what Jonathan Rainey does every day and brings people together. It's a journey that we're in together, you know, and it's empowering. And it's inspiring to pursue that part of your life that's so important. Yeah. Yeah, I'm incredibly happy for him. He's played great football for us all year. Just plays the right way, man. Just plays so violently, relentlessly. I mean, even like the sack was on a counter, you know. And then got the ball out, which was something we needed to do to win the game.
Coach, talk about Sam Darnold overcoming obstacles and finally being a Super Bowl champ.
I was just spending more time with Sam on all these interviews. It's like Sam doesn't care about the obstacle. Like everyone's made a narrative of this guy. Of like everyone is they have tried to put a story and a label on who he is as a person, who he is as a quarterback. He does not care, okay? He just is the same guy every day since he shows up. He's so steadfast. He's a great teammate. His teammates love him. All he's done since he's walked in the door has just been a tremendous player on our football team and a tremendous leader who is the same guy every day, and that's who he is, and that's how we need to talk about him moving forward. Honestly, no. It's when you talk about stacking and stacking wins, which is one of our core philosophies. You have to believe and have faith in the power of doing that over the course of time. So you could really take any element of our team, and you can kind of go back to that philosophy. And like our run game is a great example. You know, we were talking about a run game at the beginning of the season, but we just stuck to it, kept attacking the details. takeaways is something. How you affect the court, it's always something, right? There's always some part of your team that you're trying to attack and improve on. But if you stick to the process, and the process is right, you know, then the results will get to where you want. But I think what you saw today is just the end point of a team that has been dedicated to become this team since we walked in the door in April. And it started with our off-season program. It started, then it went to training camp and how they handled the off-season. And we just did it week by week. Yeah, I'm really happy for Ken. Played a tremendous game. Our offensive line played really well. Our tight ends, everyone really dedicated themselves to the run game today, which is something we had to get going to really control the game. And I think this is, you know, one of the best versions of Ken that we've, you know, up to this point. But Ken's another example, right, of, you know, him and Sharps did such a great job throughout the season playing off one another. Sharps goes down, which, I mean, he deserves a massive shout-out, Zach Charbonnet, what he's done for our football team. But Ken, just keep attacking, you know, and keep stacking all those things. I mean, this is a system that it takes a lot of reps to feel how to run the zone plays. And, you know, you just keep stacking those plays, and then you start to play more decisively, and then those runs starts to pop. Sorry, can you repeat that? I don't know if there's a right or wrong way, but we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. Yeah, we won the game. I love answering this question because Jody's been phenomenal since the day that I interviewed for the job. You know, I think vividly of our conversation we had in Baltimore. And I just loved hearing her vision for the team and what she wanted to create for our city and our community and our football team and our franchise. And that was really inspiring because I felt it was aligned with what we wanted to create too and how we wanted to build our program. And, man, when you're aligned on that vision, it's a fun ride, you know. Sometimes it's not that fun, but especially last year, you know, as we're kind of going through the fog of some things, she just had such a great perspective on everything, kept us together. Always, you know, back John and I on some of the tough decisions we had to make, and it lets you make those decisions when, you know, she's in your corner. So I'm really happy for her. Well, I'm glad you asked that because it really is about our staff, you know, filling in all those areas that lets you do both jobs, you know. So I think we've gotten to a point on defense where it's like, look, I'm saying the words on Sundays, but we know what we're going to call. We know why we're going to call it. They've helped build it. They've handled all the details throughout the week that let me do head coaching stuff. Leslie Frazier deserves a massive shout-out on that front. AD is a tremendous defensive coordinator. I mean, you just go right down the list on our staff of, like, what they contribute to the game plan and how we call games throughout the game. It's not just like me on the headset just deciding what we're doing from play to play. There's a lot of feedback. There's a lot of kind of recalibration as games go in order to make adjustments. And it takes a lot off my plate. And that's what shows with the product on the field. Oh, like historically?
No, yes.
Oh, I don't know. This is my experience, you know. It's taken us 2 years to get to this point. Yeah, you got it. We have a lot of respect for the Patriots, but the answer to that is no. I mean, when we said we want to keep it about us, you know, you got to back that up with your actions, and I think that's what we've done. And we respected our opponent. They're a heck of an opponent, but we're really happy for our guys and the 12s and our community. I can't wait to bring the trophy back home. That's what we're thinking about. And that's what we've talked about the whole process too. Yeah. Yeah, that sounds pretty cool. Sounds like a lot of fun. And I was just telling Dave, you know, it's like throughout the NFC, you're not thinking about the Super Bowl. You're just doing everything you possibly can to win that game, to help your team win. And we felt the same way the last 2 weeks for the Super Bowl. Haven't really thought about what the celebration is going to be like, but now that we're there, it's going to be pretty awesome. Look, this is why you coach. This is why you want to do it at this level, because you have the opportunity to bring the 12s, the people, our community together, our players. Let them feel what it feels like the reward of being on this team and be champions. That's what fires you up. Like it, you know, that's just what gets you so excited, and that's what makes you so proud of our team. And for us to be able to do it for our community and our team is doesn't get any better than this.
Hey, Mike, you talked about the fans. What did it feel like on the field? Did it feel like a home game?
Oh, it was incredible. Yeah, it felt – well, with all due respect, it's not Lumen Field, okay, with our 12s. But we had – I don't know what the ratio was, but it was an impressive showing by the 12s. And they – I mean, that's – that provided a lot of energy. You know, they had to be on silent cadence the whole game, whereas, you know, a lot of times we weren't on silent on offense. So operationally, that puts you behind the eight ball, which – is what some of the advantage you have playing at home. So 12s deserve a ton of credit tonight because they brought it. Well, John deserves a lot of credit for that process. You know, it's kind of uncharted waters that you have to navigate. And, you know, to the outside eye, it probably seemed like it happened fast, but he did a great job of guiding us through all those decisions. Jody was right there supporting what we needed to do. We're on record with it. Clint had a relationship with him. There's a lot of people in our building that knew Sam, that, you know, could vouch for who he was as a person. The tape backed it up. I think people made too big of a deal of him, of like the last two games in the season, which I thought was just dumb. Like, watch the whole season. The guy played great all year. He came into Lumen and beat us. They won like 14 games, so... Clint knew he could do the stuff that we want him to do in our offense, and then let's rock and roll.
Mike, you had touched on earlier, I think it was Lewis, when you talked about who has kind of embraced the role, remember it's
his Well, that's who we were all season, and you know, where does the credit go? It goes to everybody. You know, everybody decided they wanted to create this type of team, and they decided they're going to do the things necessary to make it come to life. And it takes a lot of trust. It takes a lot of buy-in. It takes a lot of faith. And it shows you that, like, the people on, you know, just responsible for bringing these guys in the building. I mean, with kind of like the like-minded of how they want to operate. I mean, how about Jax? Like, the guy's an absolute stud. He's the offensive player of the year. I don't know what his stats were today, but he affected the game. I know that. And to have that type of mentality that he's had all game. There's been some games this year that he hasn't had, you know, a trillion yards and a bunch of touchdowns. But for what he does for our football team, affects the game in a large, you know, in a big way. And I don't think and I'm glad that he won the reward, because that's what shows for it, you know. And he's just an incredible teammate as well.
What impressed you most about Cooper?
Cooper is an absolute force multiplier, an absolute stud of a person, stud of a teammate. This should cement him in the Hall of Fame, in my opinion. I mean, Super Bowl MVP, two-time champion, all-time great teammate. I think the other thing that with Coop is, like, he just, the way he's helped our program and how we build what we do from day to day is not talked about enough. You know, he's got a great perspective. I'd be an idiot not to listen to him. You know, sometimes we don't do what he wants, but definitely listen to him. Yeah, it's funny. It's like you don't have expectations. You want to hit your daily goals. And we knew at the beginning of the season we needed to become a championship team for us to compete for a championship. And so what were you going to do on a daily basis to make that come to life? And that's what we tried to do. And as the season started to kind of declare itself and we kept stacking wins, you knew we had a like, for, you know, you just want to go goal by goal. So, our, you know, try to, let's do absolutely what we can to get to the playoffs. Let's try to win our division. Let's try to create as many home games as possible. And let's go from there. And so I think having that mindset allows you to get to a point like this so you don't kind of, you know, you got to keep first things first and keep it in perspective. But guys have been awesome. Yeah, it's a special group.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.